There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
As a mom, vegan of 20 years, and entrepreneur, I need a lot of energy. And I turn to Athletic Greens to help me out. Athletic Greens is part of the daily nutrition regimen for thousands of top performers, professional athletes, and health-conscious go-getters worldwide, including USA cycling and endurance athletes. So I knew I would trust them. It's developed from a complex blend of 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients. And it's a comprehensive all-in-one greens powder engineered to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet and support your body's nutritional needs across the four pillars of health: gut health, immune system, energy, and recovery. And these are all things that I'm super interested in. I put a scoop in my smoothie in the morning, and it feels amazing to know that I'm set up to feel my best and sustain my energy all day long. Try for yourself at athleticgreens.com/lityoga. That's athleticgreens.com/lityoga. And get lit up. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation. Today's motivation is about building your capacity. You may or may not have heard that term. I'm going to talk about it a little bit, but it really builds off of last week's episode when I speak about resolutions, like New Year's resolutions, and gave you advice on how to reframe your resolutions to be more successful, to maybe loosen up your ideas of what you can or cannot accomplish, and to also not, you know, metaphorically bite off more than you can chew so that you can be successful, so that you can form good habits. Because when we form those habits, we then create better feedback loops. So if we bite off little chunks of an idea of a goal, have these subset goals, we can focus on one small task at a time and then get to that bigger goal. Today, building capacity is this idea of being able to really not necessarily maximize, but optimize all the parts of your life to work the best for you. So the Latin root for capacity is to take or hold. And it also means that can contain. And the definition of capacity is the capability of holding much, being wide, large, and spacious. So we want to build our capacity to hold on to our energy, to our commitments, feel our strength, and really remain calm and clear and centered through all the ups and downs of life, like we've experienced in a global way, but we each have individual ups and downs as well. So building your capacity is kind of like if you have a cup, or if you have a pitcher of water, and you imagine that you pour water halfway. Now, you have the capacity for more, but you've only filled it halfway. Or if you have a, you know, tank of gas and you've only filled half of it, you already know you're limited to
to how far you can go versus if you had filled it all the way up, you're not going to worry. You're going to go. You're going to feel fueled. And you can focus your attention on a task at hand as opposed to, you know, worrying in the back of your mind if you're going to run out of gas at some point. So building our capacity is really about how we are being wide and spacious and optimizing the capability to hold a lot of things at one time so that we can really accomplish not only task, but also take care of ourselves. You probably know people, and you might be one of those people that does a really good job of taking care of family or a really good job of taking care of your work life, and you are at the bottom of the list. And you might not have capacity to get there. So you're not taking care of yourself. So building your capacity is being able to do all the things you want and need to do without negating the very important responsibility, because nobody else is going to do it for you, of taking care of yourself. So how do we do this? Well, we have made it simple for you. And I did this with several of my teachers, but my husband over the summer, and I had him on a podcast, and we talked about when you commit to a program. So he did a 6-week program this summer, and it was about getting stronger and building muscle mass. And he was really curious about it, and it worked really well. But he said, you know, there's some gaps there. And I really feel like you and your lit team could do something like this and really help people. And the gaps that he mentioned were kind of like accountability and maybe not as much creativity as he would have liked and some other things. But the idea of this 6-week program was to build your capacity over the 6 weeks. So starting off small so that you can be successful. So we then took the time, Kristen Williams, you know her from our Wednesday Q&A, senior lit teacher, also physical therapist, and we created this Build Your Capacity program that is really geared to helping your body and your mind feel your best. And we do this through mobility, through strength, flexibility, some lit yoga flows, and then some high-intensity training. But we added on to that by bringing in a professor who is a master of meditation, Jeremy Ingalls, who brings in some meditation as well. So each week has all of those components, the mobility, the strength, the flexibility, the lit yoga flows, the high intensity training, and meditation with weekly themes. And these themes are important because themes kind of guide you. It's like a menu. So our first week, we really focus on grounding and the power of feeling presence in the body. And so then in our movement patterns, we're performing grounding exercises for mobility, strength, flexibility, the lit yoga class, and the high intensity training, utilizing the floor for feedback. Now, we start the duration in small doses so we can build capacity for strength and endurance. So the first week of it, we start with 15 minutes. Everybody can take 15 minutes, right? And if you can do that, even if it's challenging, and accomplish that first week, it's going to already be building your capacity. You're already going to ground yourself and really begin with your roots. So we use the ground, we build strength through repetition. The moves are targeting the core, the hips, the shoulders, and strengthening throughout by using our own body's weight. And then we end with a 15-minute high-intensity interval training with options to keep it more low impact if you're not as, you know, used to doing high intensity, but high intensity is important. So you can see it's a very well-rounded palette. We've got, how do you mobilize your joints? How do you strengthen in a way from proximal to bigger muscles, meaning the smaller muscles that support your posture all the way out to the bigger mover muscles? How do you balance those so that you're building capacity and endurance and improving your overall conditioning? And each week has the mindfulness meditation to also set the stage for real growth and transformation so that you're layering all of these elements of what makes us our best selves, how we can pay attention, how we can be present and grounded. And those meditations start off really small as well. So if you've never done meditation, this is a great way to start. It's super, super short at the beginning. Then we get into our second week and we're focusing on growing our capacity to pay attention and move well and say yes to challenge. Yes, we can do this. So it's a form of bringing empowerment into our body and spirit. And we go through the same kind of classes. They're different this week, but with this idea of filling up our metaphorical tank and building capacity in all the ways. So we add on a little bit in terms of the duration, and the stretching and strengthening is also stretching and strengthening our ideas of what we can do. So we really will embody the yes in this week as we also mindfully notice our thoughts, you know, and changing the dialogue. If you have been someone who tends to be easily defeated when you're faced with challenge, it's going to change that. It's going to open up and give you that space for new thoughts and new brain wiring. We go into week three and we focus on meeting ourselves where we are. So it's that idea of like, okay, where am I in this challenge now? And how have I started to perhaps change the way that I'm speaking to myself and feeling about the things? How am I committing to this? So again, we build a little bit more time into our classes, really to give ourselves an allowance to challenge ourselves, increase our endurance with some longer movement sessions, and placing a bigger demand on continued muscle firing. So we set challenging but necessary ingredients for overall fitness, and we do that through our body, through our breath, and through our meditation. In week four, we go into focusing on sharpening our skills for listening to our thoughts and to our bodies, to truly hear and feel what they're trying to tell us without going into any old habits, without having a judgment over it. So we can practice larger and bigger moves on the mat, lengthening out our soft tissues and our fascia from head to toe as we get stronger in our postural muscles. And the entire week, but especially in the Lit Yoga Flow that week, we're focusing on feeling and really sensing where we are in this journey. You know, this is week four. That's a month of doing something regularly in a committed way to build capacity. Noticing changes in our movement, in our breath. Noticing if there's extra space in the body and a deeper connection to the center. And we want to feel it all. And when we do our high intensity moves, we're going to feel challenge. We're going to feel the burn, the good fire, the fire that is determination that helps us further build our capacity. We move into the week five where we really focus on taking up space. How many people, how many of us sometimes shrink to fit our life, to fit a mold, to fit an idea that someone might have of us, instead of really taking ownership of taking up space, building our capacity for showing up in our fullest way each and every day. So the mindfulness practice will take us into really starting on our feet and going for a walk and recognizing through movement how we can pay attention, how we can pay attention to how our feet land on the ground and what that feels like, that sensation of energy going through the body. We will build capacity in our body and spirit because we're naturally summoning more space to be taken up so we can really show up in our lives. And we will encourage you to, you know, stick with it and take up that space because you deserve that. You deserve to live a full life and to have your tank, emotional, physical, mental tank full. So we really put our wheels on and are ready to go. And then we end in our final week, week six, where we really appreciate the journey. And that's kind of appreciating where we've been, how far we've come, and also where we want to go. So we've built up by this time to 60 minutes of our Lit Yoga Flow. The stretching and the mobility work stays throughout at 20 minutes so that this is something you can always know you can fit in. And it's to continue beyond the 6 week, But we do build up the endurance in the strength training and in the high intensity training and in the yoga movement so that you can really sense how much you've grown. And then you have these tools to help you move and feel better and that you can really appreciate the journey and know that there's more to come if you stick with it. So we're super, super excited to share this with you. And if you're interested in learning more about it, please go to lityoga.com. Please direct message me on Instagram at laura.hyman and get on our newsletter list because we'll be making all kinds of announcements about it. It's going to be very affordable because we want to have people who might not have ever experienced yoga, might not have ever had specific kind of here's mobility drills to really help your hips or shoulders move well. Here's some mindfulness tips. Throughout all this, we also have a PDF that has a calendar and a schedule and every single day a wellness tip to help you build your capacity and to cheer you on. We also have Zoom calls and a Facebook community group so you can engage and support each other because we're all in this together. And this is a 6 weeks is a kind of minimal amount of time to really start making more long-lasting changes. But it is enough time to really sense the change in you and how you can build your capacity, how you can be, and you know, you be your best self, but optimize your life no matter what. If you're stuck inside because you can't get out because of the pandemic, or you're stuck, or you're limited in funding, or you're have a mindset that doesn't think you can move well after 50, you know, whatever it is, let's redirect that and change that voice little by little to help you recognize that you deserve it and you can do it. That's why we're here, to help you along the way so you can build your capacity. So I hope you'll join us. And again, please message me with any questions on Instagram or support@lityoga.com is a good place to write me. And this is just a real overview. This is a way to come into a new year committed to be able to, again, broaden the capacity to hold much, because we are all holding much. And we want to hold the things that make us feel better and shine brighter and maybe release the things that we don't need to carry anymore so we can be our best. As always, I'm pulling for you.